Attention all shoppers. Attention all shoppers.
Shopping mall. I wouldn't care about the isolation. I'm unconcerned about the Walking Dead. It's the end of the world.
Yes, hello, folks. Widget Walls here again. Needcoffee.com podcast. We got some more heads up for you for last week, which we missed because we were in a coma due to post Dragon Con stress disorder. So we're back here to take care of that. Then we're going to catch up with this week, and then we'll be in place for Weekend Justice tomorrow, and we might actually be back on schedule. Oh my God, can you but dig it. So, let's jump right into what we've got to talk about today, which is cool stuff that streeted last week, and we're mostly talking about DVD action here. First up from Fox, we're just jumping right in here. Fourth season of the Bob Newhart Show. And this is, of course, For those who don't know, for those who, you know, aren't savvy about such television history, this isn't Newhart where he was, running an inn with the goofy three guys, Daryl, Larry, my brother Daryl, and other brother Daryl. No, it's not what's happening. This is from before, where he was playing a psychologist. And if you watch the end of Newhart, the new show, then you got a probably the best ending of a show of all time, in my opinion. And I'm not even, those of you who have seen it know exactly what the hell I'm talking about, and the rest of you can just wallow in your own ignorance. But I'm sure that show will be out eventually, and then you will be able to get educated. This thing here, it's from Fox. It's a three-disc set. It's got all 24 of the fourth season episodes. Comes with commentary on four episodes, each of which has commentary by Newhart, which is cool. Also, Marsha Wallace is on here. Suzanne Plachette is on here. Tom Poston is on here. The directors, James Burrows and such, are on here. So that for fans of the show, it's actually really cool. There's also a featurette and a gag reel. So like I said, if you like Newhart, because he is a really freaking funny guy, for those who don't know, I'm feeling older these days, and some of you know why. So for those of you who are too young to know, trust me, he's actually a really funny guy. Next up, we got a bit of anime from ADV. This is volume one of Jinky Extend. And this is not one of those aliens things like Jinky and Jinkies. So this is not what, they were talking about all the time in Scooby-Doo. No relation that I'm aware of. But basically a story of a young girl who likes models of like mecha and stuff like that. And all of a sudden she gets nabbed and basically gets introduced to real live mecha and understands that there's, of course, with a lot of fantasies, there's this great conflict that's going on behind the scenes that she is now going to be a key player in. So that's from ADV. It comes with five episodes. It's got an interview with some of the voice actors and the sound director, and comes with clean opening and closing animation. Okay, Brentwood, BCI, has got not just Vice Academy 1, nor Vice Academy 2, but Vice Academy 3, all three of them together in one volume. So if you need bad, bad cop movies starring like Linnea Quigley, porn stars, in reformed porn stars, doing what's a bad schlock kind of racy comedy type thing, then wow, you have hit the mother lode, and I know that you are so excited. But apparently this is volume one of the Vice Academy collection, so don't fret if you get to the end of it, because there must be more of these, 4, 5, and 6, The Voyage Home, The Quest for Peace. I have no idea, but they're coming, I'm sure. Next up, for those who want foo, for those who want a spin on foo, and those who are Sonny Chiba completists, then there's the Sister Street Fighter collection, which is, again, not one, but four Sister Street Fighter movies all in one. which from what I can tell is a spinoff of a Sonny Chiba series called, excuse me, I'm choked up, I'm so excited, called Street Fighter, which had its own sequels. So this is kind of like, I don't know, Supergirl, kind of like the fourth Karate Kid movie, but there's all of them on four discs from Brentwood BCI. So if you need cheesy foo, then their cheesy foo is strong. Now, lest we think we're picking on these folks, Ronin Entertainment, which comes out of BCI, has got a Kurosawa film, and there's no cheese when it comes to Kurosawa. This is The Quiet Duel with Toshiro Mifune. What is it with me and names? Anyway, basically he's playing an army doctor who contracts syphilis, and it's 1940s in Japan. You're basically screwed if you've got syphilis, or not screwed, as the case may be. And so he's basically having to deal with the fact that he's got this disease and having to save people's lives at the same time. So The Quiet Duel comes with a theatrical trailer, a news report, an interview with some of the folks involved, the cinematographer, the person who scored the film, and such. So, you know, Kurosawa, how can you argue? And Dindrain is nodding her head even as I say that. So, for family stuff, we switch over to the Disney side of the house, and we've got, first of all, Twitches, which is starring the Disney Channel folks, these twins, Tia and Tamara, which have had God knows how many shows and specials on that channel. So basically, they're playing two witches who are twins, and that makes them Twitches, if you see what I'm saying. It's based on a book. So anyway, so they were separated at birth. They're reunited when they turn 21, because I guess they can legally drink or something. I don't know. Probably not. It's a Disney Channel movie. But anyway, so they discover that when they work together, their powers get even more powerful. So it's kind of like, you know, Aurora and North Star or something, but, you know, without all of the angst and the probably latent and then afterwards outward homosexuality. But you never know. But again, it is Disney Channel. So this actually is the Bewitched edition, which luckily has nothing to do with the Kidman film, which actually probably, this is probably better than the Kidman film, honestly. Never before seen alternate ending. It's got a behind the scenes look and a game as well. So, like we've said many times, young girls love the stuff and eat it up. So what can you do? Then again, for the little kids, we've got a sing-along songs release from Disney, Happy Haunting, because Halloween is coming. And basically for those of you who have kids, you're probably well acquainted with sing-along songs. So very quickly, for those who might not be, it's just songs that they've got in the Disney library that they can put some video behind that they can then put up karaoke style on the screen so kids can watch and sing along and such like that. And of course, since this is Halloween themed, you've got stuff like Grim Grinning Ghosts from the Haunted Mansion, hopefully, you know, the actual ride instead of the movie. It's kind of weird that we have to make that distinction now, but we must. Legend of Sleepy Hollow and other stuff like that. So the sing-along songs go over great with little kids. So if you've got little kids or have to deal with little kids, it's recommended. Okay, from Miramax, Kinky Boots, all right? Basically, this family has made for a long time shoes and boots and stuff that are basically, you know, conservative. They're the European rock ports or something like that. Very, very standard type of things. And they're going under, so they in desperation turn to a designer who is basically he's a cross-dresser, and so he's changing their business model, shall we say, for men with I told you the title, so you can guess where this is going. And one thing to commend it for those who know is that it does have as a co-star Chazzy Award winner Nick Frost. So there you go. Comes with deleted scenes that have optional commentary from the director, audio commentary with the director and the stars, and a couple of featurettes. So, there you go. Sounds scary, not as scary as it turns out. Over to Disney for the television side of things, of their business. The second part of the full series of Commander in Chief is out, with episodes 11 through 18. Comes on two discs. You've got an interview with Gina Davis, you've got deleted scenes, you've got a gag reel, basically bloopers and outtakes, and a commentary on one episode. So If you like the show, and again, like I mentioned before, Donald Sutherland and Harry J. Lennox, it's got to be at least worth watching for them, I would think, you would hope. You can grab that from Disney for It Is Out. And one that a lot of people are interested in, obviously, is the second season of Lost. The extended experience comes with 8 hours of bonus features here. It's got new flashbacks that apparently did not show up on the show. Character connections, they've got deleted scenes, blooper reel, they've got kind of a cradle to grave on one of the episodes. It's got commentary from selected folks, cast and crew, on different episodes. It's got a bunch of folks sharing their own conspiracy theories about what the hell's going on. Secrets from the Hatch, and that's not Richard Hatch bitching about why his Battlestar Galactica never took place. It's actually a Hatch that figures into the show, so much so that McFarlane Toys is making their own Hatch action playset, basically. And if nothing else, you should be watching this and buying this because Naveen Andrews, who is excellent, and one of my favorite actors who doesn't get enough work, but is working now, obviously, is Harold Perrineau Jr. from the Matrix movies and Romeo and Juliet. So, excellent actor. And I'm, so again, happy when people I like are working. Thank you, Jesus. Two more and we're out of here, but they're cool ones. Magnolia's got District B-13. Now, if you don't know what the hell this is, we've posted some stuff on the site. I think we actually posted a section of this. But parkour, right, which is free running. Those crazy people that are running up walls and jumping through windows and jumping from building to building and acting like Spider-Man and shit. That's basically this. But what's cool is it's kind of like Foo with that heavily in it. But one of the creators of the sport is the lead guy in this, and the secondary lead is like the fight coordinator guy from the Transporter movies. So it's badass. You should definitely check it out. Magnolia apparently picked this up and did a theatrical run of it earlier this year, and now it's on DVD. And you know, I would love to see like a 2-disc Mac Daddy set of this thing, but you do have making of. You've got an extended fight scene. Which, if you've seen the fight scenes on this thing, they're badass. I mean, they're I can't tell you how badass they are, and outtakes. So, like I said, it's really scary when the French are making like kick-ass foo films, right? Like this and like Brotherhood of the Wolf. Now, you know, granted, you've got Luc Besson who does stuff like Kiss of the Dragon, so like, maybe it evens out, but I don't know. And last but not least, you've got the original Godzilla, Gojira. And I think I'm pronouncing that right, because as long as you kind of slur it and kind of like act kind of, I don't know, out of it, then you can say it right. Like, oh, yeah. So that's what we've got. It is a 2-disc collector's edition from Classic Media, and it is sweet. Basically, this is the first time that the Japanese version, the full-on Japanese version, has been available on DVD. And then you've got the U.S. version as well, plus audio commentaries. You've got featurettes, the making of the Godzilla suit featurette, which should be worth the price of admission, trailers and more. So if you like big monsters, then you've got to get this. And I mean, even the case looks, it's just very sweet. So any Godzilla fan, Christmas is coming up. If you know somebody who is big into Godzilla, then you're going to want to snag them this. And you know me, I'm all about letting you know the really cool stuff, and this would be my pick of the week of 9-5. The Gojira. Say it with me. Gojira. And I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. And I may have one Japanese listener who is now cursing me out, so who knows. Anyway, okay, so that's 9-5. We got 9-12 coming up. Thanks for listening, and we're getting the cover art up as quickly as we can, and then you'll be able to click to your heart's content and buy. Because we do like the kickbacks. Thank you for that. So, let me know any feedback that you have, either in the comments or at widgesucks@needcoffee.com, and we will go from there. So I am signing off so that I can then turn around and do the 9-12 one. So thanks for listening. Bye. I'm thinking, maybe we got a good thing going here. Maybe we shouldn't be in such a hurry to leave.